Winter of the World by Ken Follett. Read by John Lee. Carla knew her parents were about to have a row. It was unusual for them to fight. Mostly they were affectionate. Too much so. Carla cringed when they kissed in front of other people. She had said that to her mother once. Mother had laughed in a pleased way and said, "The day after our wedding, your father and I were separated by the Great War." She had been born English, though you could hardly tell. I stayed in London while he came home to Germany and joined the army. I didn't see him again for 5 years. All that time I longed to touch him. Now I never tire of it. Father was just as bad. But once in a while they had a quarrel. They were sitting at opposite ends of the kitchen table. Father was somberly dressed in a dark grey suit. He held in his hand a copy of the weekly magazine for which Mother worked, The Democrat. She wrote a column of political and diplomatic gossip under the name of Lady Maud. Father began to read aloud. "Our new Chancellor, Herr Adolf Hitler, made his debut in diplomatic society at President Hindenburg's reception." Father spoke with distaste. He looked uncomfortable in a formal tailcoat. Carla's mother sipped her coffee and looked out of the window to the street, as if interested in the people hurrying to work in scarves and gloves. The maid, Ada, was standing at the counter in an apron, slicing cheese. She put a plate in front of Father, but he ignored it. "Herr Hitler was evidently charmed by Elizabeth Cerutti, the cultured wife of the Italian ambassador, in a rose pink velvet gown trimmed with sable." Mother always wrote about what people were wearing. She said it helped the reader picture them. She herself had fine clothes, but times were hard, and she had not bought anything new for years. This morning she looked slim and elegant in a navy blue cashmere dress that was probably as old as Carla. "Signora Cerutti, who is Jewish, is a passionate fascist, and they talked for many minutes. Did she beg Hitler to stop whipping up hatred of Jews?" Father put the magazine down on the table with a slap. "You realize that will infuriate the Nazis."
"I hope so," Mother said coolly. "The day they're pleased with what I write, I shall give it up."
"They're dangerous when riled."
Mother's eyes flashed anger.
"I know they're dangerous. That's why I oppose them."
"You attacked them in the Reichstag?"
Father was an elected parliamentary representative for the Social Democratic Party.
"I take part in a recent debate. I don't drive the Nazis mad with fury."
Father became angrier.
"Maud, don't you see how you're putting yourself and your family at risk?"
"On the contrary, the real danger is not to mock the Nazis. What would life be like for our children if Germany became a fascist state?"
Father said, "God knows I'm doing everything I can to hold back Hitler and his mob."
"And so am I."
Mother's face hardened in resentment. The row was only just getting started. But at that moment, Eric came down. He was 13, 2 years older than Carla.
"What was that last tune you were playing?"
he said to Mother. The piano often woke them in the morning. It was a Steinway Grand, inherited, like the house itself, from Father's parents.
"It's called Tiger Rag," she told Eric. "Jazz is decadent," Eric said.
Father looked severe.
"Who's been teaching you this nonsense, Eric?"
"Hermann Braun says that jazz isn't music, just Negroes making a noise."
Hermann was Eric's best friend. His father was a member of the Nazi Party.
"Hermann should try to play it."
Father looked at Mother, and his face softened. "Your mother tried to teach me ragtime many years ago, but I couldn't master the rhythm." Mother laughed. It was like trying to get a giraffe to roller skate. The fight was over, Carla saw with relief. But now Eric wanted an argument.
"Negroes are an inferior race," he said defiantly.
Mother put in,
"You don't know what you're talking about, and neither does Hermann Braun."
"Eat up, everyone, and put your coats on. I've got to take Carla to the Franks' house. The girls' school is closed for a day, so Carla's going to spend the day with Frieda." Frieda Frank was Carla's best friend. Their mothers were best friends, too. Father said,
"Why can't A..."